The reason that you're not getting the life that you want, it has nothing to do with the way you look. It has nothing to do with the way you were raised. It has nothing to do with the network you have, okay? It has everything to do with your mindset. Your mindset is not getting you what you want. Your mindset is keeping you stuck. So in this video, I'm going to give you 3 pieces of advice on how to change your mindset so you get every single thing that you want as a woman. You're not going to have to struggle. You're not going to have to force things or hustle. You're not going to burn out. You're going to be able to be who you are, not having to force anything or pretend to be someone you're not, and you're still going to be able to get everything you want. So the first rule that you're going to have to follow is you're going to have to be more entitled. You need to be walking around like you are the most famous celebrity on the planet. You need to be walking around like you know you're that girl. Stop being humble. Stop talking down on yourself. Stop giving other people the benefit of the doubt. You need to treat your energy like it's a priceless object worth trillions of dollars. You're not just gonna let anyone come in and handle this object. You're not gonna let anyone just come in and waste your time and make you feel bad about yourself, right? Being entitled doesn't just have to do with thinking that you're that girl, right? It also has to do with how you allow people to affect you. So instead of seeing a man who's being low effort and not giving you what you want and thinking, oh, why me? Why don't I always get what I want? Oh, this sucks. This happens to me every time. No, you're not gonna fall into that victim mindset. You're going to be an entitled princess, as you should be, and you're going to be disgusted. You're going to be like, ew. Did he just not show effort? Did he just like not validate me? Did he just like not commit to me? Ew, I'm disgusted. I need to remove myself. Like, I'm literally disgusted. I want to throw up. How dare they? Like, literally, how dare they? You need to stop trying to accommodate everyone else around you and start accommodating yourself. You need to kick into being more selfish. Okay, now a lot of people are scared about this because they're like, no, I don't want to be a selfish person. I don't want to like hurt others. If you're even thinking that, then this advice is for you. Because the people who actually hurt other people and the people who are actually extremely selfish to the expense of others, to the point where they're hurting others and manipulating others and stealing from others, those people are not concerned with being too selfish. They're not concerned with being a good person or a bad person. So the fact that you're even concerned with, oh, I don't want to be a bad person. I just want to get what I want in life. You're good, okay? You need to be more selfish because you are not that person that's going to sit here and like manipulate and take advantage of others. You're the one getting taken advantage of. And so you need to be more entitled and you need to become disgusted with anyone who's not matching your energy. The second thing that you need to do as a woman is raise your expectations. You need to raise your expectations for yourself. You need to raise your expectations for your friends. You need to raise your expectations for your job, for your partner, for your boyfriend, for your husband. You need to raise your expectations for everything, okay? Because the world is going to reflect back to you what you expect out of it. When I was expecting that all men were manipulative, all men were cheaters, that money was hard to get, I was living poor and I just have a poor life and I'm just not a lucky person, I'm just not a rich person, I just wasn't blessed in that life. When I was thinking that way and I was expecting those things, I was hoping for more, but I was still expecting the bare minimum. Guess what? That's exactly what I got. It wasn't until I decided, you know what? No, I expect more than this. I expect to be wealthy. I expect to be successful. I expect to have the right man in my life, which by the way, I'm engaged. So yes, I got it. And by the way, I'm living my best life. I get paid to exist. I don't have to work. I come on here, film videos for fun. Like, I have these expectations now. And that's what led me to having this reality. It wasn't before, right? I didn't just get lucky and just my life completely changed and then my expectations went up. No, my expectations had to go up first. Because in order for me to cut out the people that I needed to cut out and be in the space that was going to get me what I wanted, I needed to raise my expectations. I couldn't just keep them low and then just hope for the best. Most of the women that come to me for help come to me because they have low expectations. They just expect the bare minimum out of everything. And so I have to work with them closely to help them feel safe having higher expectations. Because a lot of us come from households where we just weren't taught these things. We come from households that come from scarcity, poverty, abuse, all these things that just aren't training us to be the women that we can be in real life, right? So you have to train yourself. This is why I created the Goddess Club. It's a very low entry fee where you'll be able to access personal development resources like some of my courses. You'll be able to access me, so you'll be able to get direct advice from me, and you'll be able to connect with the other women in the community who are on the same journey as you. They want to heal from their past relationships. They want to attract the right men into their lives. They want to attract the money into their lives. They want to have that divine partnership. They want to feel like a goddess, just like you. So if that's something you're interested in, go to modelpatty.com and you can sign up. But expectations are probably the most important thing that you're going to have to change before you even change anything else. You just have to raise the bar out of what you expect from life. Because I'm telling you right now, all the friends that I used to have, all the girlfriends that I used to have, that I used to hang out with, and we used to talk about boys, and we all had the same expectations, and we all told each other, oh yeah, men aren't worth it, like they're just not good these days, like it's just hard to find a good man, like all men are just so childish. Like, I had those expectations, and I was surrounding myself with women who had those expectations. Looking back now, those women that I was friends with, some of them I'm still friends with, they're still not happy. They still don't have a good relationship. They're still in the same exact patterns. Like, I look back and I'm like, babe, what the heck? Like, how is she still dating the same guys and still going through the same negative experiences that she was going through 5 years ago, 10 years ago? Like, how is this possible? I don't understand. And it's not because she doesn't want to have that life. It's because she kept her expectations the same. She never changed her mindset. She stayed in the same energy, even though she learned all these things about manifestation and about personal growth and about psychology. Like, she was still not actually changing her actions. She was not actually changing her expectations. She was just hoping for the best and hoping that someone would come along and raise her standards for her. The third thing that you're going to have to do if you want to become the woman that gets everything she wants is you're going to have to learn to relax. Okay, this is something that I'm still mastering to this day, okay? You are stressing yourself out so much about things that haven't even happened. You're stressing yourself out about things that you're fearing, right? You're thinking to yourself, oh my God, what if I don't get what I want? What if this doesn't work? What if he's not the one? What if my business doesn't work? What if I don't get a raise at my job? What if my family doesn't want to talk to me? What if? It's all what if. You're not actually stressed about your current reality in your present moment. You're stressed about potential situations that make you feel bad about yourself because you're thinking to yourself that you're not going to get what you want, that everything that you're doing is for no reason, right? Even you watching this video, if you're still having a negative mindset, you're listening to this and you're like, yeah, it happened for her, but it just can't happen for me. Like, I'm just not that girl. Like, it's not gonna happen. No, you can't tell yourself these things. You have to learn how to relax. Now, part of this has to do with being able to detach, which if you want me to make more videos on this, let me know in the comments. But you have to be able to stop caring so much about every single thought that comes into your head. You have to learn that your brain is not here to help you live your best life. Your brain is here to think. Your brain is here to deliver you thoughts. Your brain is here to create thoughts for you. So depending on your expectations, depending on your energy, right, it's going to create certain types of thoughts. The more you focus on your things that you're anxious about, the more your thoughts are going to be about the thing that you're anxious about, the more that your emotions are going to feel that way, the less that you're going to be going in the direction of what you want. You're going to keep going in the direction of the things that are making you anxious. Still, to this day, I'm still struggling with this. Then I have to remind myself, like how I told you guys, like my journey of creating my affirmation cards, where I basically designed 53 cards with affirmations on them, and I sent the design over to a manufacturer in China. I had them print the whole thing, and meanwhile, I was setting up the whole process of being able to sell them on Amazon and have them receive like the shipment of all these card decks that then need to be like shipped out to customers, right? And then I still have to sell them. Like, this was something that I was stressing about so much. I'm like, no, oh my God, like every step of the way on Amazon, every requirement they asked me, like, it just made me so anxious because it was just delaying my process. And the more I focus on the negative aspects, the more the negative aspects kept coming up. The more I had to reach out to customer service, asking them to solve this problem or that problem. And the more frustrated I got, the less they were able to help me. Like, throughout that whole journey, customer service was not able to help me one time. Like, I was reaching out to customer service about my Amazon account for like an entire month, maybe longer. They were not able to solve my problem. Like, I ended up having to solve my problem by myself and doing it my way because they were like zero help to me. But the more frustrated I got and the more I kept arguing with customer service instead of just focusing on the solution, focusing on what I wanted and allowing that to come to me on how I was going to solve my problem, like, I was more focused on being a victim. I was more focused on saying, no, why is Amazon so difficult? Why is it so hard for me? Like, should I just give up? Should I just not sell these things? Like, what's the point if it's going to be so hard? But I kept going and I reprogrammed that thought right at the very end. I told myself to relax. I reminded myself that it's not that serious. The whole reason you're doing this is to live a life that you want. The whole reason you're doing this is because you want to share your designs with people. You like creating things. You like creating art, and you want to share that with the world. So calm down. There's nothing that can stop you, okay? Being able to relax is being able to put your mind in the end result that you want and have faith that that's going to happen no matter what. No matter what challenges come up, you're going to get there. And so that's how you relax. You sit in faith knowing that you're going to get the guy that you want. Your business is going to take off. You're going to get the body that you want. You're going to have what you want. Nothing is stopping you. Okay, the journey gets to be fun, right? Because if we just closed our eyes and opened our eyes and we had what we wanted, we'd be happy at first. We'd be like, yay, oh my God, I didn't have to do any work. But then we would get bored and we'd be like, oh, okay, like now I'm bored. This didn't feel as good as I thought it was gonna feel. I want something else now. You know, so part of it is being able to enjoy the journey and understand that these challenges get to be fun. They add to the story that you have to tell, right? Now, when I go to make the video to teach you guys how I did this process of like creating the affirmation card decks and like sending them to the manufacturer and like getting them in the Amazon store and like selling them to my customers, like, then I'll have a long story to tell you. It'll be a fun story filled with different obstacles and challenges that I went through. And because I stressed myself out so much, I probably got hit with every single challenge I could possibly get hit with. So you'll be able to learn from that. And if that's something that you want to do, if you want to sell your creations on Amazon or on your website, then that's something that will benefit you because you'll be able to learn from all the issues that I went through. So you have to be able to understand that not everything bad that happens is the worst thing in the world. Sometimes bad things happen just to entertain you. literally just to add entertainment in your life, just to like add some flavor into your life. Because if everything was butterflies and rainbows and everything was super easy, like you would just get bored. You would literally just get bored. Ask yourself that. Like, evaluate the things that like you had to work hard for, and then the things that just were given to you or like came easily to you. You probably don't even appreciate those things. You're probably not even aware of those things, right? It's hard for you to be grateful for them because you're like, oh, whatever. Like, it just came to me. Like, I didn't do anything for it. I didn't manifest it. I didn't ask for it. Like, it was just there, and that's it. You need to rest in the knowing that you are a goddess and you get to have everything that you want and nothing can stop you. The only thing that can stop you is your own self-doubt. So the more that you're able to overcome that, the more that you're able to be more entitled in your life, in your relationships, the more you're able to raise your expectations, and the more that you're able to just relax and not allow every single thought to create self-doubt for you and to throw you on this whole path of anxiety and stress, the more that you're going to be able to get everything that you want as a woman.